Hello, everyone. Welcome to our very first episode of Not My Forte. This is a podcast where we bring on new hosts, new voices, and new perspectives with each episode. No two conversations are going to be the same. We circle around topics of our experiences, shared stories, and the little quirks of life inside and outside the Pilates studio. Some episodes hopefully make you laugh. Some might make you cry. But there's always one constant, and that is real people, honest talks, and a space to connect. My name is Nicole. I'm going to be your host of this episode. I am one of the instructors here at CORE. I've been here for 2 years. I'm one of the managers. My home studios are Huntington Beach and Fountain Valley, which is going to be our newest brand new studio opening this weekend. But by the time you're listening to this, it will be open. So go book your spot after you listen to this episode, Reformer and Matt. But from there, let's get into it. So today I'm joined by our guest, Ty, a.k.a. Tyler, a.k.a. my Pilates daughter.
Yes. Hello, Pilates mom. Good. How are you?
Amazing. So I'm going to just have you introduce yourself to begin.
My name's Tyler, or Ty, just because we have two different Tylers here. So I go by Ty on ClassPass or Mariana Tech, any of our booking softwares. I teach at Forte here in Newport Beach. I also teach at the Reformer Studios in Aliso Viejo and Laguna Hills. But yeah, that's just a little bit about me. I also work in emergency medicine. This is my little fun passion project, I like to call it. I've been teaching for about 5 months now. It's been a super fun journey.
I love this passion project that you chose. Can you tell us a little bit about how Pilates first got you hooked?
Yes. So a little bit of a long story. I come from a competitive athlete background. So I used to be a swimmer. I was a swimmer for a very long time, probably the first half of my entire life. I just stopped swimming about 16 years old. I came from a team that bred Olympians. I was training 8 to 10 times per week. We were doing competitions every weekend. It was very competitive at a very young age. Being that competitive at that young of an age and balancing schoolwork and having pretty much no social life, I kind of got lost in the sport. Swim became my identity, and that was kind of hard. I was known as Girl Tyler because my name is a little bit confusing to people who don't know me, or Swimmer Tyler, and that was what I saw myself worth in. Like, how good I was at swimming was how I felt about myself. And I was really good for a little period of time, but that started to fizzle off. Body went through some changes, hit a little bit of a plateau, and swimming became really difficult for me. I was showing up day after day, not improving well with my times. I decided to make a little change, try to switch teams for a little bit, but ultimately that career just didn't work out for me. So I ended up stopping swimming due to an unfortunate event, but I ended up stopping being a swimmer. And when I stopped swimming, I kind of didn't know who I was. My identity was being a swimmer. So when I stopped, I didn't know who I was anymore. And that became very difficult, very quick for me. I didn't know how to work out and have it be fun and enjoyable and something that made me feel confident and strong in my body. Working out was always a punishment or a way to win, a way to be better than other people, a way to be the best. So I had a very toxic mindset when it came to working out and just competing, just growing up from a young age doing that competitive swimming. So I went from everything, being this competitive athlete, training 8 to 10 times a day, doing cross training, to pretty much doing nothing. And that was also really tough for me. I didn't know how to adjust to normal life, normal social life, normal eating habits. I just didn't know anything about it because I was so used to being that swimmer. So I got to a point in my life where I was just doing nothing, which was terrible. And I lost all self-confidence, all self-worth. I didn't want to put on a cute workout set. I didn't want to work out in front of a mirror. I just didn't feel comfortable going to any classes, didn't feel comfortable working out because I just didn't like myself at that point. So that became really toxic for me. And then I realized I needed to make a change. Just, I wasn't happy with myself. So I wanted to start feeling better in my body, more confident. And I found Pilates. I tried out a couple different workouts and it felt too similar to the competitive training. I didn't like to run. Running was punishment for me. Didn't like to do any heavy cardio. That was always punishment in swim. So I ended up getting ClassPass. I was going to try a couple different studios out. I was going to try working out a little bit. I came across CORE and I started coming to Pilates and I never left. And here I am. It was just a really great way to heal my inner childhood through finding a form of movement that I genuinely love. And it healed the inside of my childhood that just wanted to feel strong, empowered, and confident in her own body. So that's what Pilates did for me.
I'm so happy you found Pilates. I'm so happy you found core.
Me too.
So what do you think specifically about Pilates and being in this community you enjoy most? Or what do you think makes you feel like your inner child was healed most about Pilates?
I think it's just a very empowering environment to be in. I think it's nice to walk into a class, see all different levels of strength, all different types of bodies, all different types of instructors. And it's being surrounded by a really great community of women, too, mm-hmm. that are all very encouraging and non-judgmental. The environment is very friendly and it's very non-judgmental. And that's what really drew me in the first place. And then also just the movement of Pilates, the principles, the control, the moving with intention, it all really leads back to the goal that I wanted for myself, which was not to look the best or be better than other people. It was just to feel strong mm-hmm. and to feel confident and to feel sculpted. And I think that's what it did for me. The intention, the movement, the breath, it's all exactly what I needed in workout. Mm-hmm. I needed to slow down. I needed to calm my mind. And it's very, like, very healing.
I love that. It's something that you're doing for you rather than just to win.
Yes.
And I love the community of women. I agree with that.
Yes. And this is how I found my Pilates mom.
Yay. Going into that nice little segue, what flipped the switch from being a student to becoming an instructor?
Yeah, so just kind of going off that same background, anything that I love, I want to pursue 100%. And so, like I was talking about, just the mindfulness, the breath work, the intention behind all of the movement, I loved it so much that I just wanted to get even deeper into that community. And it was a very full circle moment for me becoming a Pilates instructor, because I went from competitive athlete, never expecting to be in sports or this kind of athletic background again. So it was really fun for me to be back here. I used to teach swimming, and so I used to do a little private lesson when mm-hmm. I was younger, but I wanted to truly connect fully back to this form of movement that I really love. And as soon as I saw CORE posted the Pilates certification, I think I was one of the first to sign up for it. I started taking classes with Danny and Clarissa and Estelle, and those were like the girls I used to go to because they were at night, like they're kind of low key. I was just getting back into it. But as soon as I started realizing that I loved the form of movement so much, I just really wanted to dive deeper into it. And here I am with you.
That you did. Yeah. You're killing it. What has surprised you the most about teaching?
I definitely think the amount of work it is. It's all fun work. Don't get me wrong. I am in the hospital 3 days a week and that's my work. But this is fun work for me. I think class planning, finding a flow that works for all bodies, modifications, progressions, it takes time. And I also personally like to feel everything on my body first before mm-hmm. I teach it. I'm not personally going to teach anything that I physically can't do myself. I feel like that's just cruel. So the class planning is a lot of premeditated thought the night before, or like even a little bit in advance. Playlists are kind of a lot. The timing is a lot. So I think I'm surprised by how much work outside of the Pilates studio that I'm putting into teaching, but mm-hmm. it's all worth it to teach a good class at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like 80% of it.
80%, yeah.
What would you say is the vibe of your class in 3 words?
I think upbeat, motivational, and challenging.
Mm-hmm. I agree. How has teaching changed you personally or professionally?
I think teaching has changed me personally because I'm a little bit more outgoing now. I'm a little more comfortable in front of a crowd. If you would have told me that I would have been teaching a year ago, I definitely wouldn't have believed you. I'm a little bit more introverted when you first get to know me. So I can't believe that I teach fully booked 26 person heated mat classes now. But I think I've been able to connect back with the community. And that has really what's pushed me out of my shell is mm-hmm. just being that confident person that can like lead a room. I didn't know that I had that in me, but here I am. So I think that's what's mainly changed me.
Yeah, I think that is a big part of becoming an instructor, is that confidence, mm-hmm. and being able to lead a room and command a room. And that's what makes yes. a good instructor as well. Do you ever go completely blank in a class and then just wing it?
I definitely do. I think everyone has been there. Everyone's done that. I like to put a lot of pre-thought into my classes and plan out meticulously what I'm going to teach usually, but I definitely have missed a pulse. Clients are like, thank God, this girl's crazy anyway. But definitely have missed a pulse, definitely have thought of an arm sequence on the spot before, kind of just trying to make smooth transitions and just flowing into what feels best in that moment. But yes, I have.
You have that little like brain fart where yes. you pause. You're like, what was the next move?
Yes. And the lefts and the rights get more and more confusing each class that you teach. I don't know how to speak by the end of the day.
I coming into instructing have already like had issues with my lefts and rights. Yes. So that I had to like dial in on. That's like the main mix up I'll have in class. And yes. But my clients know. And I'm like, which foot was the last lunge on? And they're like, right. And I'm like, okay, left.
The
left
clients, is next. Clients keep us accountable. That's for sure.
They get it. We're just people.
We're just girls.
Pettiest class ick.
This one is tough because everyone's so great. Mm-hmm. My only ick is when people are rude, and this is just totally in general. It doesn't even have to do with just clients, but when people are rude to instructors, people around them, front desk girls, anyone outside in like the parking lot, just that is my only ick. I think that we all need to be respectful of each other and like keep this amazing community going. And it's crucial to just, you know, realize that that is another human being that mm-hmm. is in front of you that you're being rude to. And I haven't witnessed this much in my class, but that's my only thing that I can say is mm-hmm. just be nice to the people around you. It makes the community what it is, like non-judgmental and safe. And I want to keep it that way. We're just girls.
The exercise you secretly hate, but you teach it anyways.
This is definitely bridging on a reformer for me.
Me too.
I think it's so effective, but I also think becoming an instructor, I've learned how to engage every muscle properly. Mm. So when I'm actually doing an exercise now, I feel it to the fullest extent. Even a simple tabletop is really spicy if you're engaging properly. So bridging is really spicy. It's one of those ones that is kind of a difficult concept to understand, just like pulling your heels into your glutes, keeping the carriage pulled all the way into the stopper, feeling that fire in the back of your legs, the hamstrings. It's a tough one. It humbles me every time, especially when you're like one leg to the sky and pulls it out. I'm like, no, 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 ma'am. But I still teach it. It's one of those exercises where it'll never get easier, but you can feel yourself getting stronger mm-hmm. each time you do it.
There's so many variations that you can play around with.
So many. Props, single leg.
Pilates trend you wish would die.
Definitely ClassPass reviews. This is a little bit of a controversial topic, but I think that if you're going to say something extremely harsh about somebody, you could say it with your name behind it. I think the ClassPass reviews being anonymous make people feel like they can just sit behind a screen and say whatever they want about somebody without realizing that they are speaking about a human being who does this for a living, who has real feelings and real insecurities. And I think each instructor has their own set of insecurities. And by kind of bashing someone online, it's only bringing out those insecurities and making us feel bad about ourselves. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, your instructors are real human beings. This is their job. This is not something that is okay to just be blatantly rude about. So mm-hmm. just remembering that you also never know what somebody is going through. If they've had a bad day and then they have to come and teach your class, we're trying to do the best we can here. And so just living life with the model of you really never know what anyone else is going through. Mm-hmm. Same goes to instructors about clients. You know, if somebody comes in and is acting a little bit different, I just try to think maybe they went through something today. Hopefully they're okay. So mm-hmm. just that. Yeah. ClassPass reviews.
I agree. And little podcast promo, our next episode, if you want to hear us talk about ClassPass reviews, tune into that one.
Yes. Love Danny and Viv.
What is your playlist vibe?
Definitely very upbeat. I'm definitely a rap girl. Mm-hmm. I'm a R&B girl, 2000s, throwbacks. Rap is my entire forte, Matt Pilates playlist. I think anyone who's taken my class can expect really loud rap music. And I'll be up there in the front, like, dancing away while you guys are dying. But definitely upbeat, fun. I can't work out without loud, fun music.
Mm-hmm. Necessary.
Yes.
A little snacky after class. What is it?
It's always a matcha. I feel like there's a coffee shop in every corner that has an amazing matcha. And me and Nicole go all the time. We'll mm-hmm. say we're just getting a matcha. We sit and talk for a few hours. And so
matcha and yap.
Matcha and yap. That's the theme.
What's your matcha order?
Matcha is definitely banana matcha. I love a good banana matcha. Coffee dose. A little sweet, but I love it. And then what's that one in Huntington? No.
What is it called?
What is it called? Why are we blanking?
Wait, what is it called?
The one in Huntington with the banana toffee?
Brew Story. Just fun promoing fact, places. When, are we allowed to do that? We allowed to promo restaurants and
we're
stuff.
We're not promoing. We're just saying an opinion.
Brew Story
was really good. Banana matcha, little toffee pieces on top. Fun fact, when I was doing my observation hours for my certification, every Saturday morning and every Friday morning, Nicole and I would have a different version of a matcha and we'd sit together for a couple of hours.
So good.
While she would teach and I would watch.
Guilty pleasure.
Guilty pleasure. I'm not a really big TV girl, but I would say needlepointing. This is so grandma and so nerdy of me, but I recently got into needlepointing and it's basically like stitching a little canvas and that's how I calm my mind at the end of the day.
I should call you Pilates grandma, not Pilates daughter.
Yeah, I'm a grandma. I'm not afraid to admit it.
Last question. It's my wild card question.
Okay.
What is your least favorite and most favorite exercise that I've done recently in a class?
That you've done recently. Wow. That's a hard question because I like everything you do, but recently in a heated mat class, Tuesdays, 9:30, 10:30 at Forte with Nicole, we did a hand on a block on the mat, single leg tricep push-up. We floated that up into a full plank at the top. We added a little leg extension, came down into the push-up. It was stunning, beautiful, gorgeous. I think least favorite thing, just because it's so hard, is...
Be mean.
There's nothing bad. I love everything you do. You know that. But the obliques, kind of side kneeling with a block in one hand, coming up to that side angle. I think obliques make me want to throw up every single time. They're so hard. But I love them.
You're doing it correctly.
Love them and I hate them. Because again, once you're engaging everything properly, everything is so hard. You came behind me, a little tuck of the tailbone because it was so hard. I was like arching in my low back. But yeah, that's just recently.
You didn't absolutely hate when I did lunges with the ball elevated on the heel and the 15-pound ball bar?
Oh, now that we remember that, that was definitely my least favorite. This girl is crazy. Heel elevated lunge with a 15-pound bar. If anyone knows me, I really dislike that ball of beam. It's just so heavy and it's a tough one. My upper body is a little bit weaker than my lower body, but that one was tough. Not Nicole walking around the class while we're over here like this. And she's like, get it, girls. I'm like, no, no, ma'am.
You get it, girl.
I was trying to get it, girl.
All right. Finishing off there. I loved speaking with you, as always.
As always.
And we're just going to finish off with our last segment called Cue Me Up. And I want you to give me your favorite cue or favorite exercise to cue.
Okay, I do love cueing a bridge. This is so fun. So I'll give you a little like mat Pilates cue up here. So bridging, laying down supine on the mat, you're going to take a big inhale at the bottom to prepare. You're going to tuck the tailbone under. You're going to peel off the mat like you're peeling a sticker off of a piece of paper. You're going to inhale at the top. Exhale, slowly going to melt all the way back down here. I love visual cues. That's my big thing. I think when you come to my class, you're going to get a lot of visual cues because that's how really I connected with my body. So yeah, that's my favorite cue, peeling off the mat like you're peeling a sticker off a piece of paper.
That's yummy. I like that.
Oh, you're yummy.
Thank you so much for joining us for our very first episode of Not My Forte. Again, my name is Nicole. I am the host of this episode. The next episode might have someone else, and you should tune into that to see who it is. But thank you so much for joining us, Ty, Tyler.
Thank you. Thank
Pilates
you.
Daughter, Pilates grandma.
Thank you, Pilates mom. I love you, as always. She's such an amazing instructor. She was my mentor, and I am the instructor I am today because of you. So thank you for everything you do for me.
We'll finish off there.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you on the next one.
See you in the next one.